Hey guys, welcome back to the newest episode of Make It a Combo, the podcast where three friends review new movies every week. With me, Junior, Jesse,
Woot Woot,
and Andy.
Oh, hey guys.
All right. On that note, what movie did we watch this week?
On what note, Jesse?
That's a note. Move it forward.
Okay. We watched The Monkey Man.
Monkey Man.
Yeah. Little Indian geared movie. Mm-hmm. An Indian as in India.
Yeah, as in India.
Yeah.
That area, not as a Native American.
Correct.
Thank you for...
This was not Flowers of the Killer Moon.
No.
Killers
no.
of the Flower Moon. Yeah.
Although, we didn't discuss this. It won too many awards for it being such a horrible movie.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mm-hmm. think because of like the actresses and stuff like that.
She deserves the awards. Everyone else? Someone's thirsty. Sorry, guys. Junior, calm down.
He's like, I play all day, guys. I need my water.
Anyways. Mm-hmm. Monkey Man.
Monkey Man.
I can't wait for Junior to read off like who wrote and directed and produced this movie.
Names are going to be tough.
Tough for you, huh?
I'm going to butcher the fuck out of it. So just bear with me.
Was everyone excited for this movie?
Yes.
I was.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't, just because this is like an action movie, so it's either going to be a hit or miss for me.
Okay.
This one was a hit, thank you.
Okay.
But the audience that was there, man, the guy that sat next to me was so smelly.
Oh, no. Oh.
I was like, God, dude, wait. Come on.
Smelly in which way? Cold?
Sweaty.
Oh, okay.
Like they had, like a child that goes and plays outside and then comes back in.
Wet
and,
dog.
Yeah. Oh, I know that smell.
That wet dog
smell.
We
used to have somebody who would come over and I'd always be like, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. That was bad. Make our house smell.
Yeah.
No, we had in our aisle, it was pretty empty, but we had two senior citizens next to us.
Really?
Much older. White and old.
Oh.
Yeah. I was very surprised and impressed that they didn't get up and leave halfway through, because you can imagine the dialect was hard to understand as well, right?
Bro, they need subtitles for those kind of movies.
Also, I was going to message you guys, be like, Junior, make sure you bring your glasses, because there's a lot of reading in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always wear my glasses. All right. So let's see who was in this movie. All right. You'll be surprised. To know who wrote it.
I won't.
And directed it.
I won't.
Who?
The main fucking star. Dev Patel.
Oh, did?
Dev Patel did it all.
He did it all.
He wrote it, directed it, produced it, and starred in it.
Dang.
Damn.
That's what I gotta do.
Yeah, Jesse. That's so what you
he also
do.
Had two other writers on it. John Colley and Paul Angunwala.
That's okay.
And then he also had Jordan Peele, right?
Jordan Peele
as one
a
of
producer.
The producers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the cast. Oh, man, they even tell you it's only like 12 people in this movie.
Oh, dang.
That's I mean, nice. There's obviously a lot more, but
extras
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah,
okay.
Extras.
So we have Dev Patel as the kid.
Didn't he have a name?
Well, they called him Bobby, right?
Bobby, but that wasn't
from
his name.
Yeah, you're right. A cleaning product.
So we had Charlotte Copley as Tiger. He was the announcer, the ring announcer.
Oh, that guy.
The
okay.
Australian?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's Australian. I think he's from South Africa.
Is he? Okay.
Like in real life, yeah.
All right. He had an almost English accent, but you could tell it's not from England.
You're right. It did sound very South African.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. It did sound very I wouldn't fucking
I'm
know.
I'm a dialect professional. So.
Then we had Pito Bash.
As the little guy?
That's Alfonso. Yeah. His little buddy. All right, then we had Vipin Sharma as Alpha, which was the guy he met after he first tried to take him out. They kind of saved his life. He had the nails, kind of like drag going on.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay.
Like the guru. like the religious guru.
Then we have, I thought this dude was badass, Sikandar Kher, who played Rana, the chief of police.
Okay.
That was a strong motherfucker.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he take a fucking knife to the face?
Yeah.
Sure did.
And then, like, there was no scar later. That's Wolverine. That's India's Wolverine. That man's jawline. I was like, that's a handsome man.
He was a bad guy, so I couldn't look at him any other so way. Dumb. I'm sorry.
He was really strong.
He was bad.
He's like, he's a bad guy. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
All right. And then we had Aditi Kalkunte, who played Nila, which I think was his mom. Then we had Sobhita Duhalpala, who played Sita, who was
the bad guru.
The good-looking escort.
Okay.
That he talked to for a bit. And then we had Ashawini Kalsekar, who played Queenie.
Okay, yes.
Very short-lived.
And then we have The main bad guru guy. Makran Deshpande, who played Baba Shakti.
Pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to take a quick break? Because that was probably the longest.
I know. I was like, for fucking how many names, bro?
For 12. You did a good job, and we can take a break.
All right.
Hey guys, it's Jesse from Make It a Combo. You've been listening to one of our hilarious episodes. If you love what you hear, please check out Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk, the podcast. They're sure to keep you entertained.
All right, guys, welcome back. It's my turn. I have to tell the story of this movie.
Please
I'm
going
to do my best. Mm-hmm. I might call him Bobby, though.
Yeah, just call him Bobby.
Yeah.
Don't call him the boy.
The kid.
See, already I didn't remember.
The boy. You do like him young.
I don't know. Have you ever seen that? What's the antler show?
Sweet Tooth.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. Because every time he called himself Bobby, I just imagine that little fucking groundhog, bro. There's this weird oh fucking groundhog in that show, Sweet
it's
Tooth.
Called Bobby.
It's tiny and he talks, but he's like, looks like animatronics. It's so bad.
It's so bad.
His name's Bobby.
All right.
But this is Bobby after a bleach.
A bleach.
Bobby Bleach.
Mm-hmm. Bleach.
Oh, that's a kind of cool
Bobby
name.
Bleacher.
Bobby.
I think Bobby Bleacher's cooler.
No, Bobby Bleach.
Nah.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Take me into the world, please.
All right, so the movie starts, but he's flashbacking to when he was a kid, mm-hmm. right? And we see him like with his mom, and they're talking about Hanuman?
Yeah, something like that.
Which, Monkey Man.
Monkey Man.
He's like a god.
He's like the great savior.
Right? Mm-hmm. He's a god, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have multiple gods.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of see the story, and they're telling the story about how he sees a mango. Mm-hmm. Right, and he eats the mango. Turns out it's not a mango, it's the sun.
Yep, he jumped so high and it's the sun.
He ate the sun. And the other gods were mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really tell us what happens after that.
They punish him.
Yeah, they punish him and they take his powers away.
But I mean, like, what happens next?
I think they made him throw the sun up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
They gave him the Heimlich.
Give it back.
Sun out.
We need it.
We're going to need that back.
Badly.
How are people going to see?
And now once we get that sun back... You in trouble, bitch.
Yeah.
You in trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know, mom is with son. It doesn't look like dad's in the picture or whatever. They live like in a village.
Did you guys, real quick, were you expecting maybe the twist was that guy was the dad, the sheriff?
Not at all.
No.
I was like, it's going to come any moment.
Not at all.
He's going to be the dad.
If anybody was going to be the dad, it would have been the...
Bad guru?
The guru.
The guru.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, okay. So he's flashbacking. Oh, is he? He's fighting.
Yeah.
Right? He's in the ring fighting.
Yes, it opens up and he's fighting.
He's fighting, mm-hmm. right? It's like MMA, whatever. He's got the mask on. They all wear masks, it looks like.
Because it's underground mm-hmm. fighting.
Yeah, so like don't nobody know who's who.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So he's flashbacking, you know, mom. And then that's where we start to see like what happened to him as a kid. His mom died. Village was burned down. This is him trying to seek revenge. Trying mm-hmm. to get in to see who, you know, get back at the people who did this to him.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is. But right now, it's just him fighting. And he's just trying to make money
mm-hmm.
to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he just needs money.
He needs money.
And he's it looks like he's made to throw his fights all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something about being a monkey, you dance around. So you can't win, but Snake Man can win? I don't understand.
Cobra. The Cobra.
The Cobra.
Yes. Okay. That's a badadass snake.
I feel like a monkey could grab a snake and bash its head in.
Just
yeah.
So, all right. So, like, we see what he's doing. He's getting money. He's paying people to get information for him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, we see that whole cool little thing of that.
They steal her wallet. They steal her wallet. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which was pretty cool. That dude got up out of the wheelchair and just started running. So, and it gets back to him. He had talked with his buddy at the bar. Uh-huh. And the buddy was the one who told him, oh, she likes to go sit here and mm-hmm. have her tea or whatever.
We don't know who she is right now, but he wants to talk to this bitch somehow.
Yeah. Wants to talk to her. Also, either of you been to India?
No.
God, movies make it look so disgusting.
It's not great.
I know.
I've seen lots of documentaries. I've read lots of books on them, surprisingly.
What?
Yeah. I haven't seen you open a book.
Yeah.
The few she opens is about India.
Right. It's about oppression in India, as a matter of fact. But I've seen lots of documentaries about the electricity there and how they share it between each other. And so men will actually, like, if you pay for electricity at your house, then I would come over, I'd split wires and run them to my neighbors. And so you would supply it for like 5 or 6 neighbors.
God damn.
And they run across the apartment. So, like, if you notice, like, in the scenes where there's apartments on both sides, you'll see, like, the wires going back and forth across. That's real, real, real shit. And then they got power outages all day, every day because of how people do the power. So they'll constantly have power outages. Blackouts.
What a nightmare.
Fucking fix that.
I think it's a poor really country. Corrupt there, too.
It's a very third world, but then the rich are rich and the poor are very poor.
They have the, what's called, the where you're born into a certain thing and you can never get out of it.
Yep. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go to India.
Nope, sure don't.
All right, so he gets the wallet.
No offense to our Indian listeners. No,
exactly. I love Indian food, by the way. Delicious.
Love.
Can we talk about the movie?
Chicken masala.
Okay. Yum.
Butter chicken.
Ooh, some naan. Okay, continue.
I'm gonna wait.
I didn't see any food in this goddamn movie. None.
No.
Okay.
Tea. Okay.
All right. He gets the wallet.
Oh, we're just there. Shit.
Yeah. All right, so he gets the wallet, you know, he gets the card, he whatever, and then he takes it to her. He's like, hey, I have this lady's wallet. She tries to give him money. He's like, I don't want money. I want a job. She's like, we don't just hire people off the streets. And then he shows his hands. He's like, I'll do anything because his hands are scarred.
It looks like bleached, right? Yeah. It looks like a chemical burn.
It looks like something. I was like, ooh, I don't know if I want to look at those every day.
Gross. Like, he masturbates with those hands.
Jesse's going to touch your penis. You're telling me you wouldn't let Dev Patel touch you?
The actor is very handsome.
He's got those on his hands.
And he starts just caressing your chest down.
Maybe it feels good. But I couldn't look. I'd be like closing my eyes. Like, no.
He's doing this to Jesse's face. Just like, I like it.
You feel so good.
All right, so he goes, he meets, and this is where we meet Queenie. Her name's Queenie. She looks like she's a low-level manager.
Yeah.
Is something, right? Gives him a job. I was like, hey, you know, whatever you see here stays here. Like, no stitching, nothing like that.
Immediately, I was like, he's going to look at things. He's going to do bad things.
Yeah.
But they not also stay
don't seem to give a shit.
They really didn't, right?
They were doing shit like, you just brought in a new hire, and you're just going to show him how corrupt you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, take a beat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They just make him turn around when she opens the safe. Get the fuck out. I'm done with you, sir.
Yeah.
Get out of my office.
Like you're a kid.
When they have the girl in the fucking office and she has to get an abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just with him, he's like bringing her food just right there in front of him.
She has that like magazine of like people that she's getting illegally from other countries. She's like, I'm going to take the white one today.
It took me the second time when they showed that book.
To know what they were doing?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
The first time, I thought she was planning parties or something. I don't know what.
I mean, she is.
Right. And then I was like, I was like, oh, shit. Oh, oopsies.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
Sex trafficking.
Yes.
Like, right. So, obviously, he's starting to see, he's catching on, trying to figure out. And then he's in the office and he sees Rana, the chief of police. Right. And then we get more flashbacks. Chief of police was the one who burned down his village.
Mm-hmm. Well, ultimately murdered his mom.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Killed his mom with him in the house. So he remembers him. I don't think he was the chief at that time, but they don't really say. So he's trying, you know, like, mm-hmm. okay, boom. And like every fucking movie, you know, he's going to jump the gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. What does he do? You know, he fucking goes after him.
Well, he gets promoted real quick.
He got promoted real quick.
Real quick. He was like, hey, little friend, Alfonso.
Alfonso. This is where we meet little Alfonso.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, come to this fight. Monkey Man's going to win the first two, lose in the third. Bet on it. And he's like, why? He's like, because I want a fucking promotion, bitch. I want to carry the champagne into this party, bitch.
We get to meet Alfonso's car, Nicki Minaj. I love that. I was like, that little thing can move.
Sure can.
You know what I mean?
Too scary for me.
Is that real?
Those cars?
Those tuk-tuk cars?
I know those are real, but is it real that they can go that fast and have like turbo jets on the back?
I don't think so. I mean,
he's like, you can modify turbo.
It. Yeah.
Like, you could probably modify it though.
Yeah, I'm sure you could, but I don't think it could take that amount of speed and not like flip over.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm not a car expert though, so.
So he gets promoted. Now he gets to see, now he's going into like a different VIP room. He's seeing the sex trafficking
sex stuff,
happening. Yes. He's like, right, he sees one guy and it's like he's losing it, he's getting mad, right? Mm-hmm. We kind of find out why though later, was why he got so upset with this like sexual thing. But then the
why,
because it like he, his mom was about to get raped.
No, she wasn't. And that was my favorite part of this movie, is that they did not ever insinuate she was going to get raped. No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
The mom was when she gets killed.
She wasn't going to get raped.
Yeah, he was going to rape her.
What makes you think that?
Because he was like messing with his xing-chong, the bing-bong, and then she cut him.
He took his belt off and started whipping the shit out of her.
That was after. That was after she cut his ear.
Oh. You're just talking when he was like pressing up on her.
Yeah. No, like they never actually show.
Never got to that point.
His intention, that's what it was.
Okay.
And then she cut him. But so he's at the club and he sees it and he's like getting all mad, whatever, goes outside. He meets, that's when Sita, I think that was her name.
Okay.
The escort. She's like, hey man, you know, if you're going to work here, you need to get used to that shit.
Yeah.
Because you can't, you can't be doing that. And then this is where he meets the dog. And starts feeding the dog. They're like, don't feed the dog. He's going to come by.
He's going to keep coming back every night.
So he's starting to formulate that plan. Like, okay, this is how I'm going to do it. They have a metal detector. He always gets through. It's fine. Gets the dog trained well enough to bring him a gun.
Yeah, ties the gun around him.
Yeah. He ties it around the dog's neck. Mm-hmm. Not like, hey, go get my gun.
The dog comes, he gets his gun, he's ready to go, whatever, he's working, blah blah blah, and then he sees
the chief.
Mm-hmm. Alfonso has brought him up with him and they're passing out coke. I think it's coke.
Yeah it was,
and those
coke
little vials. Yeah. Right,
which look like bullets, because like the bottom was the back end of a bullet.
Okay.
So I was all like, oh, okay.
But
can you put it in the gun, just bam?
It makes sense to at that kind of party that they just hand out coke.
Yeah, like in little test tubes is what it looked like. Yeah.
So they're passing out the coke, and then, you know, the chief is like, where's my, God, what did he call it?
I don't remember. It was
kind of cool, though. But, and then, boom, Bobby hands him his vial.
But before that, you kind of see a flash when Bobby's in the bathroom.
He has lots of panic attacks in this movie.
Yeah
but they show the powdered bleach.
Mm-hmm.
So he swapped that bleach out. He swapped his coke out for powder. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Yeah.
I just thought he mixed it.
He put the bleach inside of his coke.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Chief takes it, right? He's all like, yeah. Leans his head back, which I thought he was going to fucking die right then and there.
So did I.
I thought so, too. I was like, whoa, this is how he does it.
Quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, Alfonso's going to take the fall for this because he was the one cutting that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he just gets like a fucking nosebleed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
Because this dude is Wolverine.
Yeah, that's true, man. I'm
because Wolverine. He literally snorted bleach and was like, damn, all right.
He's like, I got to go bathroom.
It was insane.
I think if you snort bleach, I'm pretty sure you fucking die.
Could you taste it? Couldn't you, like, when it goes in your nose? Like,
what if you're already high?
Cocaine has a taste as well. It's like a bitter, It's a, it might match a bleach. I've never tasted bleach before.
I've never tasted either, so I don't know what it tastes like.
So he hits it, whatever, gets the nosebleed, gets up, goes to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. This is where Dev goes to the bathroom with him. Mm-hmm. Fucking
locks
always,
the door.
They always do this shit. He takes way too long to do anything.
Too long.
Points the gun at his face. Wolverine does not give a shit.
No.
No.
Shoot him in the face.
Shoot and worry later.
Yeah. He's like, what are you going to do? He just basically, what the fuck are you going to do with that? He's talking some shit. Some dude walks in, distracts him. He turns his fucking head. And there goes Wolverine, man. Just like, boom. They're fighting. They're fighting. Mm-hmm. It was one of his, I think his bodyguards that was in there.
Yeah.
Security. Mm-hmm. So he gets shot a couple times. Mm-hmm. They're still fighting. This dude was like, man, your mom fucks harder than you fight.
Mm-hmm. He was really throwing blows like that at him.
I mean, literal blows and then like dropping some metaphors on him. I was like, God damn, son.
Yeah.
Fucking Bobby pulls out a fucking knife while he's getting his ass kicked, stabs old boy in the face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And nothing. That dude was just like, what? Still fight. I mean, God, he was throwing this dude. Just going through walls, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sinks breaking, toilets breaking. That always scares me so
because
much.
Because the security guy who was in there, he got his head smashed on the toilet and apparently died.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Bobby got thrown through a fucking sink and got up.
He's fine.
Yeah.
I what like, I think as I was watching this scene, I was like, this is where his fighting expertise / going down expertise comes into play.
Okay.
He's used to getting beat and getting back up. That's his gig, is to go down. So he has to fight enough, but get my ass beat and get up and fight again. So like, I saw it like in this, in this moment, I was like, that's really cool that he's kind of trained himself to be able to get his ass beat. Because that's what was happening.
Just win.
Yeah. I mean, he was trying to fight and he was definitely throwing some shit around.
He was, but man, Wolverine just
blow his brains out.
Fucking hell.
Right away.
So, you know, everybody's
Jesse's
coming.
Still stuck on the initial 2 minutes.
I was so angry.
He knew it was going to happen.
I know it was going to happen, but still, I was like, don't let him have a monologue. Just shoot him.
Yeah. But see, that's the, you know what was so cool is because they didn't show us everything. Because we're watching the movie, the flashbacks are coming
in pieces.
So
you're not seeing everything. At first, it's all beautiful stuff with mom, all that kind of shit. And then as the movie gets, you're like, okay, okay. And we find out it was better that he didn't shoot him in the face. Because then you find out, you know, later on, oh, this dude is the one who, like, killed my mom, like, the way he killed her. So he got to fight him again. And then, but, all right, so he's there. Everybody's coming. All security is coming. He is running for his fucking life.
Yeah, man.
Through everything.
Yeah,
he
man.
He is jumping through shit. He jumps. He gets into a part of town, which is the ghetto sex trafficking whore place.
Yes, yes.
And that one dude is
a whorehouse.
A whorehouse.
Yeah.
That one dude is mad. You gonna bring the cops to my place? You gonna bring the cops to my place? Pulls out a fucking axe.
Yeah.
Starts swinging. Hits one of his customers.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, I screamed at that part.
I made so many noises. Junior's like, you are so loud. Because I'd be like, oh, my God. Holy shit.
Right? So they're fighting or whatever. He gets through that. Gets up. He's running. And then on a chopper, one of the cops takes a shot. Gets him. Falls into... I don't know what kind of water that was.
It was a river, but their rivers are really disgusting there.
He did all the steal Nicki Minaj, if you remember. He stole the car and he got the guy.
He did.
The guy jumped in with him, Alfonso.
Oh, that's right. That's how he did escape.
Yes, and they went through. There was like a little car chase scene, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I skipped all that.
Yeah. And then he gets actually captured because the car turns over, you know, cops get him.
Yeah.
He gets into a police car and truck in the back, wakes up after being passed out. This is again where his training has come into place because he's passed out. He wakes up. He's like, again. And he fucking starts fighting the police officers and gets out of there. That's when he runs.
That's where he gets into that part of the town. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. He beat those cops easy.
Easy.
Very easily.
Yeah. Those lackeys need more training.
But they also seemed very like soft and weak. Like if you saw their bodies, they were very tiny men.
Very, very tiny.
They did not look like the chief.
No.
That's probably why he's the chief.
Yeah, he's so, absorbing all their powers. Protein.
I let go.
Yeah.
Jeez. So he gets shot. He falls into the river.
From high up, very man.
High. I would say probably what? 3 stories?
Yeah.
Right?
Off the fucking building.
I mean, I've seen Tom Cruise do
oh my God.
Greater things and he survived. So at least
raise your hand if you hate Tom Cruise.
Right here.
Dev Patel. He's like, you know what? This is a little bit more realistic. I would be able to survive this.
But when he falls in that water, can we?
Yes.
It's you know like that water's toilet just
paper in there.
It was like all that floaty shit. I was just like, what the fuck?
Don't open your mouth or your eyes.
And the whole time,
it's all
I'm like,
getting into his cuts and shit.
So I'm wondering, I was like, how did they do this? Is this CGI? Because no way he's jumping in this water for real. You know what I mean?
I'm sure he's in like clear water and maybe like. There's like a tank in front of it with the disgusting yeah, stuff. The yeah.
But good job on the reality. Yeah. Because that's what their waters actually do fucking look like. So nasty. It is nasty.
So when he wakes up again. Oh, no. Actually, somebody saves him. We don't know who. Right. Mm-hmm. He's screaming in pain because they're trying to take the bullet out.
They're cauterizing it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate to see that shit.
It was a flash of what's her face? The
mom?
No, not the mom.
The escort?
It was the escort.
Did she really help though?
That's what it looked like.
I thought so too, but
I don't know how she got him though.
Because I don't remember exactly where this happened, but in one of his fight scenes in the ring, he's fighting and he sees his mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's disappointed in him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, and he got knocked out or whatever. So he's like in and out of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And this is where we meet the group. They didn't have a name or anything, but it was the transgenders.
Yeah.
And throughout this whole thing.
I didn't even realize they were transgenders.
Yeah, they were all transgender.
Oh, okay. Well.
There was a news report.
I heard that news report earlier saying
they were the people.
Yeah.
So throughout this whole movie, there's a political race.
Yeah.
And they are against the transgenders.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it, but I honestly thought they meant something else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they were using that name for something else.
She's like, we're not going to put this in. I'm tired of this woke stuff.
No, they didn't even appear to me to be transgender.
Wow. So, okay.
Really? Well, one that looked like, which she
bro,
started beating the bag.
There's
like,
two of them. I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I just thought there was a big woman.
Oh, you know what? She thought it was an old girl from Encanto.
Yeah,
I was going to say, anytime I see like a woman that's like that, it's like, Encanto, you really need to try out.
So you're like, drip, 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 and it never stops.
It's my favorite jam. I love it. So he comes to, he meets, oh God, I can't remember his name, but he meets that guru, right? And he's just telling them, they're talking. And then Bobby sees the... Oh, man, that one god.
Yeah, it's a god. Yeah.
Where it is both male and female.
Mm-hmm. It's like chaos and
yeah,
calm.
Yeah, it's two gods put together.
One's creation or creation. Love and acceptance.
Yeah.
And the other is destruction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. They're talking about this god right here, and then they're transgender, all that kind of stuff.
God, I missed a big part of this.
You were eating your candy?
These women are hot.
Like, look at those shoulders.
I mean, they were.
They were.
They were.
Oh, wow.
They looked great in their outfits, too, man. They wore them well.
You know, and then that guy's trying to help him heal. He's like, hey, you got to take your time. You need to heal. You know, you need to figure out who you are again.
Yeah.
And we see a little bit more of the flashback. We get more of the story.
Mm-hmm.
We find out that, yeah, the chief police was there. He did it. But at the behest of the main guru.
That, like, everybody worships him everybody in the country.
Talking about how he's, like, I came from nothing, blah, blah, blah. When did you come from nothing, bud?
Right.
Yeah.
Because this was years ago, and you were in a fucking Rolls Royce?
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't think so. And it was him who wanted these villages cleared out to build his temple.
It was a factory.
It was a factory.
Okay.
But he was twisting it around like, oh, these are my people that follow me.
They want blah, to blah, do blah. This. There's no blah, blah. Yeah. So, because allegations were made, but he got away with it or whatever. Mm-hmm.
So the reason he gets all of the clarity in the flashbacks is because he takes like a drug.
Mm-hmm.
He has him like do that tree root. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a psychedelic or something. So he's able to like open up. But what's weird is like that guy, I'm going to call him a shaman more than a guru.
Shaman.
He would like, he sat behind him during this, during his trip. But like when he came out of his trip, it was like the shaman knew everything that.
Yeah, that's how it happens. I was like, in
were
movies.
You in the trip with him?
He's like, a little bit for you, a little bit for me. Yeah. Let's go.
But his nails, they were really gross.
Yeah. They were. I was
cut one of them, file the others. I don't care about the chipped paint, but like.
I do. I care about the chipped paint. Come on, girl. Get it together.
They have other concerns than nail polish.
I hope they got a manicure right before they get to the next part where they're fighting, because those nails needed to be helped.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He starts to train, right? Mm-hmm. He's got a big bag of rice he's training
people
with.
People are starving and he's just beating the shit out of this rice.
And then he gets a trainer, right? He has a trainer in this movie who's playing those... drums?
They kind of look like bongos, they've got like a different sound to it, and one's small and one's larger.
Yeah,
which we were talking earlier. we get introduced to these bongos during like an outside party, and the guy who's playing them is like telling a story about a husband and a wife. So like one is like a deeper tone, one's a higher tone, and so he's like playing them. So like they're again, imagine like an opera, if you would, you two.
But there
like,
were people, so you knew.
A song without words,
he told
maybe?
Like three words, and then it's like...
It was... whatever, but okay.
It was more like... Ding, 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 dong, 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 dong,
and these guys... That the parts were hilarious.
Yeah, they were laughing their ass off.
Where's the funny part? I'm so confused.
Men can't get it, obviously.
I just didn't understand it. I'm sorry. So, I thought he was the bomb at those drums, but I just didn't get the story.
So in the training thing, we do actually see one of them who comes in looking like old girl from Encanto.
Yes.
And he thought it was just like, that's a beautiful woman.
That is a fucking... She was powerful. I'm all about women empowerment here.
Yeah.
They would love that comment. So they train, and then something happens to one of them. They get beat.
Yes.
Right. I don't know if they were at a protest or something, or just
they
trying to get something.
They were outside, and I guess someone had put, or the police had put,
that's
a,
right,
like
notice
a,
or
notice.
Something. And she tried to take it down.
She tried to take it down. Some assholes beat the shit out of her. But at the same time, it's like, because we find out they're warriors. It's like, did you not use any of your warrior moves at that point?
We find out later, though.
Yeah, so, but still, that was like, come on.
It does seem like, so old boy's coming up with the plan. He's like, fuck this, you know, because we're starting to see more and more that the guru is getting involved in politics.
Yep.
And the guy he is sponsoring is against transgenders or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, Bobby's like, okay, this is it. We got to take care of this. Can't have this shit. Comes up with a plan. They start prepping. He goes back. First, he takes the little bit of money that they had, and he goes fight again. He wasn't monkeying around anymore.
No. He wasn't monkeying around.
Did you like that?
Also, he had to have gone there at least a week in advance, because there was posters about his fight.
Well, he could probably tell them, like,
hey, you know what? I'm going to come back.
Yeah. If you guys remember also this timeline, I don't know if you guys just said it, but it was 35 days that he trained.
Mm-hmm.
You did say that?
No, I didn't say 35 days.
Yeah, it was 35 days because they had a little poster on the wall that said 35 days until Diwali.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's
right.
When he wanted to do the party. Yeah. Or that's when he wanted to do the party. That's when he wanted to create a party scene.
Yeah.
So it was 35 days that he spent. So it was like
there was
communication with the fighters or whatever. Cause
he actually plans, because it does look like it happens fast. Mm-hmm. But he plans with that transgender community as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're making their little rockets or whatever. So he does the fight, beats that one dude's ass real quick.
Super quick.
Old boy was freaking out. He's like, what the fuck? Fights another guy, beats him.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, everybody's like, monkey man, monkey. Because now he's a hero. Everybody loves him.
He fights a guy that is so big.
Literally a fucking giant.
I was like, what? How tall is this guy? He has to be like 8 feet tall.
He was 7 feet, 5 inches.
You just made that up right
now?
Okay.
But it's... It's plausible.
It's plausible.
That dude was,
like
thick. Andre the Giant as a teenager.
But fit.
The Petula pituitary gland or whatever that makes people really tall. Because he looked like he had giantism. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he beats, like, it's a fight. He beats him. And even the ring announcer is, like, pretty cool with the idea of this guy switching over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, yes. Won a fuck ton of money. Mm-hmm. Leaves it for the community, right? That transgender community. And now he's like, okay, now it's time. He gets in, or he was walking to the building where the party's going to be, where the bad guys are going to be at. Has his monkey mask on.
Mm-hmm. He bleached it.
Bleached it. I don't know the significance of that, though. But
I think it was supposed to make him more, like, powerful looking or something. Maybe he's, like, a silverback gorilla now instead of just, like, a regular monkey.
Right. So, with that 35 days of training, this boy is, like, an assassin now.
Yeah.
He is kicking ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I like, though? Is that all of it looked realistic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it didn't look too fake or anything. Like, he trained, they trained. So, he's going through levels. They're all in this one fucking thing. And he is just kicking everybody's ass. He gets to the main room, has his little rocket thing, which looked like a firework.
Yeah, it just looks like those ones that that just launch. What are they called?
I don't even know, man, because I don't fuck with fireworks. Yeah. Right? So, he's trying to hit the chief of police.
And they're illegal here.
Just don't use them. Obviously, everybody's running, right? Because they're like, oh, shit, what are we going to do? They're fighting. Him and the chief are going at it. Everybody got away, and then security just runs in.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, shit, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And bam, here comes the fucking transgender community decked out, looking cool as shit.
Cool as shit. I loved when they were sneaking through the parking lot and you see the little dresses.
Yeah.
Like you just see that little skirt go by.
So they get there and bam, they're armed, they're ready to go. So they're going to help him. So that fight scene was pretty cool.
Because they were warriors. Yeah.
They were warriors.
Yeah,
I their love people were a warriors. Twirly skirt.
Me too. That scene was so beautiful.
The visual.
Twirling.
It was just so cool, right?
But I really do love their garments. Mm-hmm. Like, I love how they'll put like the little mirrors, the tiny mirrors all over their clothes. Mm-hmm. So fucking cool looking.
So they're fighting, and then Queenie comes out of nowhere and shoots, right? He kills her.
Immediately. It was like such a quick scene. I was like, oh.
He doesn't dead. Kill her. He memes her. The girl kills her.
The girl kills her.
Mm-hmm. I was like, hits her with a tray. That tray, what was that like?
That was adamantium.
That's a scissor tray.
That thing, because she hit her and she was down.
We've all handled a tray like that. That shit bends in half.
You just pissed the
they
person off.
They did not
off.
Get that at the dollar store, no. though. No. Because then he fucking chops her finger off.
He
using
chops Queenie's
said,
finger off.
Said
yeah.
tray.
Yeah.
So it's hard enough to kill somebody and also and sharp slice. Enough to slice somebody.
Dang.
So he takes the finger. The transgender people are like, hey, you go. Mm-hmm. We got this. Boom. So he's going, he goes upstairs.
He doesn't even really ask. He just gets in that elevator. Mm-hmm. He just leaves. But he gives like the shaman like
the shaman's
little,
like,
we got this.
Little head nod.
Go for
as
it.
As the doors are closing, he's like, well, I was going to anyways.
Right.
Yeah. I've just been like, you want one of these knives? These cool
oh, like, man.
Half moon knives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they call those?
I don't know.
A scythe?
Yeah.
Is it a scythe, though?
I think so. Because it's really used for, like, wheat.
Yes.
Yeah. So he gets up. He goes to the VIP room, penthouse, whatever. And it's like a little club thing.
It's another club.
Yeah. So he gets in there. He's waiting. And boom, that's where the chief of police is at. Mm-hmm. Right? They're fighting. And he's just like, you know, for my mother, all this kind of shit. And now he's fighting the chief. Like, he is giving the chief a piece.
Yeah.
And it's a great fight
scene.
Yeah,
it's like bobbing and weaving.
The chief is putting his part in as well because also there's these like little mirror things everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, that was cool.
Yeah, I was like,
you could just see one face to the other face.
I knew as soon as he walked out of the elevator, he's going to be in the corner. Watch out.
Don't do it. So he ends up killing him. Like he beats him. Mm-hmm.
You know, beats him to death. Him.
I loved it. I was like, yes, keep beating his head
right? And that's why it was better to do it like that than to just shoot him in the face and get a quick death.
Sure.
This was more satisfaction.
But in all of these movies, don't we always say, like, make sure they're dead. Don't stop.
Don't. This dude did not stop.
Because every time you stop and you turn away, they pick up a tray and they kill you with it.
Yes.
Like, something stupid happens. So I loved that he just fucking smashed him to death.
Also, I thought he should have killed the mayor or whatever.
The guy that, running?
Yeah.
That dude was because hiding the whole time.
Because if he could still win, though, like if he wins, because we don't know if he won the election or not, mm-hmm. he's still going to be an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Well, after the movie ends, everything comes out. Everybody knows the guru was dirty, all that kind of stuff. The chief of police was dirty. That guy doesn't win the election.
Okay. You're jumping conclusions, yeah. But I got you.
This is a caste system. I think that guy still gets elected and nothing changes.
I
wholeheartedly agree with you. Yeah. Nothing changes.
That's not the point of the movie, so we don't care. Okay. He gets all the way up to the actual penthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This fucking guru, what a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. He's just sitting there with his foot in the fucking pool talking about, hey, man.
People are getting murdered all around the place downstairs, and he's like, splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
And then what is my one thing? I don't like looking at the bottom of men's feet.
Jesus God, I hope Christ.
You find a dude who God, loves that for you.
Like, hey, Junior, put your foot up.
I don't have dexterity to like do anything with it. I can just... do that.
Put those puppies away, please.
I want to do like
crunch.
Can I scrunch my toes? No.
I can't. I just hate it. I hate it in mood. That's all I saw. It was like his bottom of his disgusting feet.
Like, you're about to fight. Like, some dude wants to kill you, and you take your foot out of the pool, and you're like shaking it. Like, let me get all that water. What the fuck?
Yeah.
He wasn't worried. He knew he had God on his side.
And this guy was...
go all the way up to this floor. Is it it's just this pool?
Yeah.
That's it?
It's a tiny little oasis pool.
Oasis.
That's where he can meditate and commune with God.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's like, come on, man. Let's end this cycle of violence. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you going to get from killing me? You know how many people worship me? All sorts of shit.
Shows him his really cool wooden shoes.
Right.
I knew those shoes.
I knew those shoes were bad. I thought he was just going to smash him in the head with the fucking...
Also, that wouldn't have very worked. Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh,
no support. No arch support there.
So he does have these wooden shoes in his hand. Mm-hmm. And what does fucking Bobby do? He lets himself... One... He lets that motherfucker get too close.
Too close.
And then he gets distracted.
Yeah, he's all like, oh, what does that engraving say?
Well, no, it was when the chopper showed up with the light.
Yeah.
And he turned his fucking head. Oh, boy.
Don't look.
But he was listening too long. Again, why are you listening to this dude tell this story? Smash and grab. Yes. Goodbye.
So those sandals are actually like, he pulls it up and they're like, spikes.
The toe things have like spikes in them.
Right. So he stabs Bobby in the gut.
I mean, like in the kidney hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
And he's kind of twisting it. And Bobby's just like, and then he's like, whoop, gets him off of him.
He grabs the other one.
Starts stabbing the fuck out of this
but
dude.
He put the bad guy.
Oh, no. He
puts
threw his
it
hand.
Through his hand.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
So he's got one in the gut and one in his hand.
And he did something where he like, breaks his wrist or something.
Because yeah.
Oh boy, let's go. He takes it out.
Yeah.
And then he just goes to town on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's just a chop, chop, chop. And you hear him crying for his fucking life.
Yeah.
Please, I'll give you anything. Please, no, please. What does Bobby do?
Through the head.
Through the fucking head.
Through the head. This is like an ice pick. Imagine like an ice pick on a fucking wooden knob. And
you're strong?
Yeah.
You have to be?
Through the brain. Through the skull.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the fucking forehead.
You know, and he fucking does it. Kills him.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Passes out.
End of the movie.
End of movie.
We don't know.
I like to believe.
He survived.
He survives.
Yeah.
They come get him. All of them. The escort. The transgenders, all of them come. They get him. They hightail it out of there.
Yeah. The transgenders knew how to heal him.
And old boy does not win the election. That's how, what I believe.
I'm going to tell you exactly how it happened.
He's
dead.
He's definitely dead.
All the police come up, take the transgender people. They are all over the news. Transgender people are dangerous. They have killed the police chief and the guru. The guy gets elected and everything stays exactly the same as it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And transgenders are exiled forever.
Forever. Can never learn any sort of warrior stuff again.
Taking all of their seats.
Yes.
Sides. Mm-hmm. No more weak gutting for you assholes. So,
that's it.
Good job, Junior.
Good job. All right. Let's take a break and come back and score this puppy. Hey guys, it's Jesse here. Just cutting in to remind you to like and subscribe to us on all platforms. And follow us on Instagram at Make It A Combo Pod. Yes, that was a good read. I loved it. That's it. That's the whole.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Trotter.
Yeah.
All right. So it's time to give our feelings and our scores. I want to go first.
Okay, go first.
So one, I was excited to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. Since the first trailer.
You know what? I like Dev.
Oh, okay. So do I.
You know, I've seen him in so many different things. And I always feel like sometimes he gets into movies and they fuck him.
A lot of potential.
Yes. He has some talent. Mm-hmm. This guy has talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is his movie. He directed it, wrote it. So I was super excited about this movie. And the movie was, I feel like it was slow, right? Mm-hmm. It was a slow burn. But man, when it got there, it was good.
Yeah. It wasn't an irritating slow.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think so either.
Uh-uh. Like, I thought it was a good pace.
I just thought it was going to be more action.
Yeah, but the story
was so great.
I'm glad it wasn't too much action because you guys know how I feel like with John Wick. Shit.
Mm-hmm. That's why, like, the whole time I was like, this movie's so realistic. Mm-hmm. Like, he's getting his ass kicked. He's not just fucking invincible. Mm-hmm. The visuals in this movie, goddamn.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. Great directing.
I want to know, like, this movie makes me want to learn more about their culture.
Yeah.
I want to know about their gods. I want to, like, what are the stories that they have? You know, all this shit to me was just amazing. It was great storytelling. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was just like, I thought it was awesome that Jordan Peele was a part of this as well. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he makes good stuff too. So he probably helped him out with that. This movie's an A+ for me.
Great. Okay. Great.
I loved it. Cool. Everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get mad at the parts where you're supposed to get mad. Mm-hmm. Right? You wish you could do something about it. So yeah, A+ for me.
Okay.
I would watch this movie again.
Sure. Mm-hmm. With subtitles at home.
Yes, man. With subtitles. Because there was some shit that Guru was saying. I was like, what? Say it again.
Yeah. What do you think, Jesse?
All right, my turn. So I went in not really excited for this movie because, like I said, action movies are either a hit or miss for me. Mm-hmm. The same thing with Beekeeper. I wasn't excited, but goddamn, I loved that movie so much.
Such a good movie.
Oh my gosh. This one, I like when it is revenge and the person is getting the bad people. Mm-hmm. Other than, like, India is just so dirty, and that really just turns my stomach. But I'm just telling the truth. Like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, so nasty. And then they're all wearing sandals. Mm-hmm. Nasty.
Just wading through,
like,
the trash.
Yes, you need, like, full-on, like, thigh-high drag boots all the time.
Yeah.
Like, no thank you.
Gloves up to the shoulders.
You know, really clean it up. But I feel like someone needs to go in there and just fix it for them. But they got to, you know, do that for themselves. And also, it wouldn't have made an interesting movie without it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved Patel. Dev Patel. He was so good. Like I said, I only know him from Walking Dead, and he really got the short end of the stick in that show. And it was good. I liked the little friend, Alfonso. Mm-hmm. He was so funny. I love when they crash the car and he's just like, sorry, dude, sorry. And just runs
off. He told him to get up first.
He tried, man.
Sorry, dude, sorry. Because at first I thought, because he's really like icky. I thought he was really going to just throw him under the bus. Like when things started happening. But he's like, fuck, man. Like, don't leave without me. So I like kind of like their friendship. I was hoping something else, you know, would happen after, but
you were hoping for gay stuff, weren't you?
No.
Jesse's always open for the gay stuff.
I'm trying. I'm thinking. It's like there's no one in this movie that I want the gay stuff to happen with.
Dev.
I thought Dev, yes, but I thought the
Dev and Chief of Police.
No, come on, man.
I really had an issue with him like being a bad guy because he was so good that it doesn't make him attractive to me. So I couldn't think of anything like that.
Doing his job.
And I just love to just kill that guru. Kill him. Stab him. Just stop taking these times to talk and just kill them. That's all I say. I'm also going to give this, I'm going to say an A.
Okay.
I don't know about an A plus. It's right there though. Like I don't know what would change to give an A plus.
If he wouldn't talk so much.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's it.
That's what I think about you two every day.
Rude.
Hilarious. Okay, my turn. I was excited about this movie. I remember the first trailer that came out.
Hold up real quick. Remember how she said she couldn't get more comfortable?
She's further and further back now.
She sinks further to the couch.
She's practically laying down, guys.
So I personally loved this movie. I was excited about it. I loved seeing the trailer every time. I thought the action looked incredible. I thought he was going to be more fighty the entire time. Mm-hmm. I thought he was like super strong the whole movie. Like he was kick ass. So I really liked the idea that he was, I mean, he was obviously a fighter, you know, but that, I told you, I loved how he'd kind of trained himself to get his ass beat.
Yeah.
That really helped in this scenario because he got his ass beat pretty hard that first go round and just kept running and kept going and getting up. Like when his car crashed and they fucking caught him and like I said, they fucking have him in the back of that police car. He wakes up and he's like, again, and he just goes at it again. I was like, my God, he's a monster. And I love it. I love it. I love Indian culture. I really, really do. So I loved the visuals in all of this. I don't mind the towns. I know that's reality. You know what I mean? I know that it's dirty, but that's also their reality. Could every day.
Just clean it up just a little.
I know. But I loved the networking. Like I love how that poor community really just networks together. How trustworthy you must be as a community to let these little children run around like that and not even worry about them. Like they must be okay. These people aren't going to hurt them.
It's how I visualize children in real life.
Oh my God.
Even American ones.
Good God, man.
I loved the fight scenes. I now loved the transgenders. I didn't know they were trans. I just thought they were beautiful.
Like strong, beautiful women.
I thought they were very strong, beautiful women, but also yay. Yay. So I'm going to give this movie a straight A. No reason why it's not an A plus, but I would watch this movie again. I would recommend it to anybody who hasn't seen it yet. Yes. Go watch this movie. It is fun. Tiny bit of humor in it. Not really. Like they throw in a little joke from Alfonso every once in a while, but not really a funny movie, but a good movie. And that's it. So I think overall we give it an A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see what Rotten Tomatoes says, Junior.
All right. Being that this movie doesn't have a lot of ratings yet, and it probably won't. People are going to miss out on this movie.
You don't think so? I feel like this is a dude movie, and that's who usually does Rotten Tomatoes.
They're still also competing with Godzilla X Kong.
You know what I mean?
This is the second week Godzilla is out. So if people didn't catch it last week, they might be seeing that this week versus this. Who knows? But listen to us. We said go fucking watch it.
Go watch it. All right. So the tomato meter, 87%.
Okay.
Audience score, 83%.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Liars.
Again, it only has like 250.
Maybe ratings. We should start submitting each of our own reviews to Rotten Tomato.
Rotten Tomato.
Why not? We're fucking critics.
And if you find our review, we'll send you a sticker.
Yeah, bitch.
So let's see what's.
You have to find all three of ours.
He's real chintzy with those fucking stickers. You have to find all three of our reviews in order to get $1.25.
Oh my God.
Come on.
So, here's a negative review from show was boring, plot not good, some of fight's senses were blurry.
Oh, so this is an idiot.
Yeah.
An actual fucking idiot. Got it.
Also, that was my review. Check one.
Here's one. I enjoyed the movie so much, and although there were parts that were a bit predictable, I enjoyed it overall.
Oh my God. Just
great action, and there's some good social commentary.
So, Monkey Man, the budget for this movie is sitting at a cool $10
million. Oh, wow. Shit, they're going to make their fucking money.
Not too bad, right?
Yeah, that's fucking...
Yeah, especially because... They had to have done a lot there in India. Think of how fucking cheap it must be to do shit over there. The yeah. fucking extras.
Mm-hmm.
How cheap those fucking didn't extras must have been.
Didn't have to sign one waiver.
Stupid. They were like, you've got trash in your streets. Yeah. Just let us fucking just film here. Just
let it be.
Yeah, so box office, I mean, it's brand new outright this weekend, and it is sitting at $12.7 million already.
Dang.
So they have made their money back.
Yep.
It says Monkey Man wins number two spot, and then obviously Godzilla and Kong remains number one.
That makes sense.
But I know there was only one funny one or good one.
I was going to say, where's the funny?
Yeah, it's Monkey Man's domestic box office puts up a solid fight in debut weekend. The rest are just like comparing it to First Omen, because First Omen's also out right now. The Godzilla movie. So again, sure, all of us loved Godzilla as well. Mm-hmm. Go see that, but also go see this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, highly recommend.
Monkey Man swings into second place. Oh, that's
a good one, Jesse. Right,
come on.
Swing and a miss. All right. Wrap it up, sir.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on all platforms. We are on our way to 100 downloads.
Woo-woo!
If you would love to help us, which I hope you do, make sure to tell a friend and have that friend tell a friend. Actually, tell 10 friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
and then you could get a sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can prove.
But you gotta prove.
God damn, you guys. If you just tell me you want a fucking sticker, I'll send one. I have fucking stamps, okay? I'll send you a sticker.
I think I have stamps that I've had for like 7 years
as well. It's in that box right there. They're forever stamps, so they're good forever.
Forever. Make sure to check out our two other podcasts, which is Dream Talk, the podcast where I talk to friends, gurus, people that I know, people that I work with, and we talk about dreams, and we try to figure out what this dream means. It's a fun time.
Uh-huh. I have a question, Jesse. Tell me the name of one of the gurus you've had on your show.
Me. Me?
How dare you ask him
I'm
that?
I'm a guru. Yeah.
For months now.
Months. Months. If this guy can be a guru in this movie, I can be a guru
you know
of
what?
My podcast.
You're right.
All right. And then Tales from the Apps, which is a dating podcast with these two over here, where they tell their horrific stories about dating and ghosting and all of this stuff. It's getting pretty juicy.
Go listen.
I expect more stories. Also, if you have a story that you would like them to tell, send it in. Also a dream. Like, I'm not going to say no to a dream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we need them and we love hearing other people's dates for sure.
My God, they're so good.
So good. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and go and see you next week. Peace.
Bye.
See ya.
Just listen to Make It a Combo from Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior Malords.
Check us out on all platforms at Make It a Combo Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk the Podcast.
Thank you and goodbye.